There were no required courses when I was in medical school. And it wasn't up until probably the mid-1990s when they started adding more doses to the pediatric schedule that kids in medical school took classes on it. But it really wasn't about what was in the vaccine. It was that these were safe, they were effective, they were given to keep you from getting sick. There was never any discussion about the ingredients or the possible interaction of the ingredients or the sheer amount of ingredients in these shots. It was just assumed that they were tiny little amounts of particles and that there was no damage being done by what was injected into these children, even when they were given 5, 6, and 7 vaccines at the same time.
It's always fascinating to me that moms will look at ingredients on products they buy at the grocery store, especially if they're feeding a child. You know, they read the ingredients meticulously. But yet, doctors have no idea what's in vaccines that they inject into those same children, or even into the mothers, or pregnant mothers. Doctors don't know what's in vaccines. I've asked probably 100 doctors over the years, do you know what's in these vaccines? They have no idea, no knowledge. I asked them, what about polysorbate 80? What about aluminum? What about MRC5? What about WI38? And they're like, what are those things? What are you talking about? That's in the vaccine. That's what you're injecting into children. You didn't know that? They say no, they had no idea. They're just assured that it's safe by the higher ups, by the CDC, by the FDA, by their hospital administrator. They never read the ingredients. They have no idea what's in these vaccines. They have no idea the damage they're doing to children. If you picked up a box of cereal that had those same ingredients that are listed on the vaccine insert sheets, you would never buy that box of cereal. You would never feed it to a child. You wouldn't eat it yourself. And yet, people line up to be injected with those same toxic ingredients because they're told, through a series of lies and propaganda, they're told it's safe and effective. No, it isn't. It's all a lie.
And our waiters and waitresses in the restaurants know what's in the food far better than a doctor knows what he's injecting into your body. That just doesn't make sense.